What motivated you to create this movie?
So when my sons were born, Jonah, the first son, and 4 years later, Micah, Jonah was born premature and almost died on his seventh day. But I had my camera with me for his birth and for recording all the changes that occurred, because that's my mission. That's my commitment, is to capture the stories that mean the most to me. Micah, of course, was born okay. I hate to use the word normal, since there is no such thing as normal. Every person is unique. And that's what Margaret Wheatley, the anthropologist, says. It's in the movie, her telling us that, because I have recorded lots of experts and teachers, the entire world of disability that I was able to experience over Micah's 35 years. And why not? This is what really matters. And I discovered the meaning of life for me, and the themes that I could transmit are so personified. The environment and the world that I was able to record. My sons have been my greatest teachers.
You start the movie with Frisbee. If you can take us there, please.
I frame the movie with a shot of Micah and his brother playing Frisbee when he's 5 years old, sitting in his rocking chair, his little plastic rocking chair, because he's just experiencing Frisbee for the first time. And I frame it on the other end of the movie with his being 25 years old. And for the first time, he catches the Frisbee. And it's because his brother stops for a moment to teach him how to catch that Frisbee. The beginning of the movie, he's just enthusiastic to the max to be playing with his brother. And it doesn't matter to him whether he catches it or not, but the brother keeps trying. By the end of the movie, he catches it. It's a symbol, or if you will, a metaphor for the journey that Micah and everyone who knows him goes through.
This movie is really local. You can see footage of the Flatirons Elementary School. The documentary also features the principals, the teachers. There's also a reflection that really touched me, that is, he's aware that he's being filmed, and he knows that the camera is there.
Interacts with it. In his first 5 years, I was filming at the same time, trying to capture the essence of his life, a story about the divine nature of our soul's journey. Joseph Campbell talks about the soul's journey. Well, it's not, in Micah's case, a hero's journey, except that everyone in this movie is a hero in the way that they love others through trying to help in the growth and development of their skills and their understandings of life. And they comment, the teachers and the caregivers make commentary that really is the glue of the movie.
This film will be featured at the Museum of Boulder this Wednesday. Please give us the details about the presentation that you're going to be doing.
Film starts at 6 and runs till 7:30, which time we'll have a panel of the Boulder caregivers. We'll have the panel to discuss what they've learned and how they participated in this movie to make it so meaningful. And that will go on for 7:30 till 8. And a Dr. Tom Riley, who was Micah's neurologist, will introduce the program at 6 p.m. And he was Micah's neurologist when we learned that Micah had cerebral palsy. He was the first one to tell us that when Micah was only a month or two old. He thought that everything was okay until Micah was 6 months old, when he had to tell us that Micah had serious disabling conditions. When he saw Micah again at the age of 8, and in the movie he tells us, you can't trust x-rays, you know, you can't trust CAT scans. What we see there is not the child that we're looking at here. He's, whatever we're doing, keep on doing it. That was his message. And what we were doing was just working with him and loving him and supporting him and interacting with him, so that, again, the relationships that Micah has had have been so beautiful. And I've tried to record them and portray them throughout the movie.
Something that I wanted to ask you that I think is super important is MICA's role in the movement of disability, because it's a movement now, a movement of reclaiming the space and reclaiming the right to occupy the classes, to occupy the workspaces for people with disabilities, visible and invisible.
People that see the movie have expressed to me a shift in how we see each other, a shift in perspective. And the shift that occurred right away with MICA's mother, Judy B. of Boulder, and occurred with me, the shift taught us that this is a tragedy, the disabling events and disease, and it's a burden, but it can be seen and can develop into a celebration of a special life. And I have learned everybody has their specialness and everyone can be included in the solutions. It's really mind opening.
Ron Taylor speaking with us today about Side by Side, Hand in Hand, This Whole World's a Better Ride, a documentary about MICA, 35-year-old young man who had significant disabilities and conditions, but has overcome here in Boulder. What can people expect seeing this documentary for people that live with disabilities or have people around them with disabilities that are visible or invisible? What's the heart of this documentary?
Like it's said in the movie about the reciprocal benefits of inclusion, including all different diversities of people, all conditions of people, that no one be excluded, that everyone learn together so they can live together. Well, it works the other way too. Let us live together in inclusive environments, including all our diversity, so that we can learn together about the plethora of life's of human capacity. It's truly a humanistic portrait of where we are now, which we weren't 35 years ago. We were just beginning. And MICA stepped into step by step, side by side, he became a part of this recipient of a new way of looking at educating, living, cooperating, honoring and respecting each other. And this is what you can not only learn that your disabilities, hidden and external, all people have capacities and incapacities. Let's call it that. The words, one might say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, but a movie is worth 1,000 pictures or more. So the capacity to see it and get it through the movie with the commentary, with the words attached, does the whole thing for what I intend and what I enjoy and what moves me. And I figure in the editing, if it moves me, I'll show it to others.
It will make a mark. I have been speaking with Ron Taylor, filmmaker of this documentary that features MICA, his son, 30-year-old son with disabilities, living here in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you so much for this opportunity. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better. Thank you. And beautiful, how could anyone